Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You wanna join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches. The mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
I'm here. So, basically, GQ Palace after further review, man. The mayor's in the building. If I didn't get you last time, I'm going to get you right now. Happy New Year and all that. I don't like to usually brag on stuff, but, you know, if you go back and check the September shows and, my Super Bowl pick, I had the Ravens. And the 49ers. So I like to, you know, big myself up for that. You know what I mean? I stayed with my pick. You know, even though everybody was on Atlanta, you know, just like last year. Atlanta's one of those regular season teams. You know, and Matt Ryan is starting to be real suspect. You know, they got all the ingredients to win, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 Super Bowls. But when it gets down to it, you know, and I really thought that they was going to, you know, do their numbers, you know, against San Francisco. But not for nothing, they almost lost to Seattle. They had a nice 20-0 lead, and Seattle was slow-walking them, you know. And, Atlanta, I don't know what to say about them. But anyway, you got the mayor in the building, man. I'm a little bit under the weather, but, you know, I'm still doing this Tuesday night thing. It's going down hard body. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. There's a couple of things I wanted to speak on in regards to basketball. You know, I big up to Seattle because they're getting, you know, the Supersonics will be back next year. You know, and, you know, Sacramento, they did their thing. And, you know, they was even close to getting to the finals one year, but I think they got joked out of that. You know, back when the Kobe and Shaq and the Kobe and Shaq Lakers. You know, but man, I'm under the weather a little bit, but I'm still here doing it. Hard body karate. 646-200-3838 is the number. We could talk Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Hockey is back. I'm happy for that. You know what I mean? A lot of people pretended that, you know, hockey, you know, they don't know nothing about hockey or whatever. And really don't care. You know, hockey's a sport, so I'll leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is right now. So, I don't know what's going on with somebody, you know, said that some Bill Ewing is supposed to be on my show. I don't know who that is. And we got to figure that out. Who's dropping blasts? You know what I mean? That wasn't the matter at all. I have no guess. I'm going for Dolomite tonight. You know what I mean? So you know, shout out to Bill Ewing, whoever he is. You know, but we was also gonna have Manti Te'o's girlfriend on the show tonight, but she decided not to show up for some reason. Now to me, that was one of the biggest waste of time stories I have seen in the last 10, 15 years. You know, at least with the other stories, you know, you had, you know, somebody was out there, you know, you could speak to them. You know what I mean? They could defend themselves or not. But this story is like a whole bunch of imagination. Imaginary girlfriends, imaginary this and that. I really didn't even think that it was, you know, newsworthy. So I didn't talk about it. You know, But that just means, to me, the how society is as a whole. They latch on to that, and they talk like the dude committed some crime, you know? And we're going to call it like we see it over here after further review. He just got played, you know, if that was the case at all, you know? And I think that him being a college athlete going to a prestigious school like Notre Dame, he's going to be a little bit smarter than that, you know? And, you know, I don't feel like it's even worthy to be discussed. It is what it is. It happens. People do anything to get their name in the newspaper. They do anything to get in the news, you know. And I just look at it like, you know, you want to be popular. You want somebody to be talking about you or whatever. You got exactly what you're looking for. So, Mante Tiao, I'll say what I'm going to say about that, and I'm going to leave it alone. What's up with the Lakers, man? What's up with the Lakers? I'm not understanding, you know, and it's starting to get late early. You know, you got a lot of Laker fans that's talking that I'm going to say it, garbage. You know what I mean? Garbage. Because the Lakers might go 500 this season. You know, 17-24 is not a good look. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care how big of a fan you are and, you know, all this craziness. 17-24 ain't slicing it. Okay, so you're gonna go about 42-40 at this point, and that's not playoff material right there. So, and it just goes to show you, man. You try to put together these powerhouse teams, man. You get bitten, you know. You get bit at the end. You know, it's not basketball's only sport. It's baseball because the Phillies did and the Red Sox did. You know what I mean? And it's all over, man. You try to, you know, get these powerhouse teams, and you end up coming up short. After further review is in the building, man. The mayor's kind of feeling some kind of way right now. 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. But I don't know what the deal is with the Lakers, man. Everybody wants to, you know, live in the past and that revisionist history, and I don't understand that. You know what I mean? Just because they won titles back in the day. This is 2013, you know? So how do you defend that 17-24 record? I like to hear from Laker fans. You know, we try to give them the benefit of the doubt, but 17-24, that's 50% of their season that they played, you know? So I don't really know what to say about the Lakers. The excuses are over with, you know what I mean? And all Laker fans, you know what it is. You know what it is, but you're going to go, well, we won these titles back in the day. Back in the day, that's over and done with. Why do you keep talking about that? Why do you keep talking about, you know, like my man said on the movie Friday, why you got to keep bringing up old stuff? You know, it's 2013 now, okay? And y'all thought y'all had, you know, Steve Nash and Dwight Howard and all these, you know, all this, and it's led you right to 17-24. You're right where you need to be, 17-24, because nobody's going to give you nothing, you know? And you're 3 games behind Portland, 4 games behind Houston, 5 games behind Utah, you know? 8.5 games behind Golden State. This is crazy. But no doubt, you know, the Lakers is what it is with the Lakers. But the Knicks, when they got that 7-0 start, now they're 25-14. You know, and I think that they, you know, coming back to the pack, they're 4-6 in their last, you know, 10 home games after starting off like 10-0. You know, so basically I think that the Knicks have some work to do, you know. And they're gonna get it done, hopefully. You know, I'm not one of those dudes that get on the bandwagon and all of that, you know what I mean? Because I 7-0 didn't mean nothing to me. You know, you had 7-0, you know, and you was going to win a title. Nobody wins a title after 7-0. So I don't know what to tell you. You claim that you're a fan, but you're only a fan when they win it. You know what I mean? So the Knicks are still home court advantage worthy, you know. But if I see them slip below a fourth seed, I'd be highly disappointed. I'd be highly disappointed if I see the Knicks slip below a 4 seed, you know? So I think that they just have to keep on, you know, doing what they're doing, you know? and just continue to play ball. Carmelo does his thing, you know, and Amari Stoudemire does his thing, and everything will come together clicking. 646-200-3838 is the number. I'm in the building, man. I'm not feeling too well, but I'm still here doing it. You know, GQ Palace is in the building, man. And what else I want to touch on? College basketball. Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about college basketball for a minute. Duke is number one. They keep Duke at number one. You know, and I don't think Duke is all that strong this season, but nobody else is strong enough to take that spot from them. My team, Syracuse, I think is number six right now, or number four right now. You know, shout out to Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse Orangemen. Mike, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show, my dude.
You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good, man?
All right. I'll make sure.
I got your address, my dude. I put it in the order next week.
All right. I line the building, you know.
Yes, sir. I got you.
Yeah, y'all. I want to show
what's
you
good
on? Looking too, man.
No, look how you deserve that, man. My dude.
Yeah.
So what's up with you, man?
Nothing much, man. Same old. Just taking it one day at a time. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Just happy to get this year over with. You know, business is gonna get all that over with.
Definitely.
You know?
So, what are you feeling about your Knicks right now, man? I know, early in the game, you was really, really ready to talk about the Knicks. What do you feel about, you know, how they're doing right now? They're 25-14, right? And you know, I think they, you know, I'm not saying that they've fallen off, but they're definitely coming back to the pack. So I think that they're good enough.
I don't understand what's going on right now. I'm trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? I'm hoping they get back in the swing of things. You know, I'm really hoping they get back in the swing of things.
No doubt.
Because, you know, it probably look Carmelo going through this with Lala. You know what I mean? All this stuff. So a lot of that is distraction. I'm not trying to talk, you know, nonsense, but a lot of it is distraction when it comes down to certain things. It's like like a box. They say you're not supposed to have sex before you box because it releases. You know what I mean? That's what I feel about it. But I still got faith in them. I still got some faith in them.
Right. That's what it is.
I'm New York all the way. So regardless
that's what
of
it
fact,
is.
I don't care what nobody say. I'm going, how do you say, hard body karate?
Hard body
that's
karate,
dude.
Going.
Hard body
and we got
karate.
And we got a better record than the Lakers, so it's all good. We got a better record than the Lakers. The Lakers have the same record as the Sixers. That's crazy.
So, you know, when the Laker fans come on, it's going to be like, real slow.
Yep. And I don't want to hear about what happened in 2003 and 2004. This is 2013. I don't want to hear about that.
No, that's another thing. They come on and they mention things that happened. Oh, they don't got a ring from back then. Forget about back then. The people back then, all the stuff I want to do, I've probably been a millionaire by now about the stuff what I was going to do.
That's right.
I don't want to hear nothing from back then. I want to know right now. Let's talk about right now.
That's what it is, my dude. So,
people
is. Yeah, it's a lot of that going on, that revisionist history. They want to remind you they got all these rings and this and that. What about now? You know what I'm saying? So that's basically the runners right there, you know. And you know, the Lakers, you know, they got they've already played half of their season. They played 41 games. They got 41 games left. They gotta have to win 40 games in a row to, you know, to make the playoffs, because 40-40 is not going to get it.
Exactly.
You know, 40-40 is definitely not going to get it, and I think that the best basketball is coming. You know what I mean? So, I think, like I said earlier, the Knicks should be a top four. You know, I mean, that means home court advantage, and if they fall below a top four seed, I'll be disappointed.
I don't think they're going to fall below.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they're gonna fall. I'm still with them in the hole now. You know what? Just like with the Giants, I'm still gonna be a Giants fan. Come around, I'm still gonna be a Giants fan. Hockey, New York Rangers, baseball, New York Yankees. I'm just New York all around, and I ain't changing for nobody.
Right.
You know? Because Mark Jackson, his son, plays at Manhattan College.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know. And the way they playing, they looking real good, too.
So his son is a point guard.
I need to get into that college ball. I'm not into the college ball. Everybody tell me, yo, get into that college ball.
Yeah, man.
They be doing it.
Yep.
And I'm not gonna lie, I'll be like, college. I'm not even confronting like
yeah,
I
man.
Always
like college. A college game is way more exciting than the NBA.
Yeah.
College game, yes. Crazy. A college game is way more exciting than the NBA, yo. For real.
I only used to watch college when my boys used to play in, you know, like Kareem Reed, the best kept secret when he was with Virginia. That's my man. I watched him. Brian Reese when he was way back with North Carolina.
Right. That's right.
I used to watch them because they were my peoples. You know, I used to watch them back then. But now I'm like, I don't see, but they're saying a lot of Colorado Kings, they be doing it in those college
games. Yeah, man. It's a kid that plays for Kansas. They're on now. Mm-hmm. His name is Ben McLemore. This dude is nasty. You know what I mean? And I like Syracuse. And we beat Louisville last weekend. They was the number one team in the country, and we beat them in Louisville. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I follows it hard. I'm on it hard because, you know, the March Madness is about to pop off.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
we got people on the line. T, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's up?
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good. What's happening?
All right.
I'm not doing so good. I'm under the weather right now.
He under the weather.
Well, I hope
you should see me, man. I got on a Fat Farm Scully with my robe and my Yankees pajamas.
I'm doing real good. I just want to spread some good news that I turned to another granny tonight.
Oh, wow.
Little boy.
You became another granny tonight. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's my third.
Word up. Congratulations.
Yeah. But I hope you feel better. You know, I had to call in and show my love and support. You know, I'm not into that basketball and all of that good stuff, but I'm going to be here to support you anyway.
No doubt. Appreciate that.
Because that's what we do.
You got the Theraflu, the orange juice popping off.
I got whatever you need over here. I am the pharmacist.
I heard that.
Get some buckwheat.
Yo, I've been so sick these last 2 or 3 days, man. I haven't had a chance to indulge or nothing, man. I just got everything, you know what I mean? And I just have it sitting there looking at it. But everything's everything.
You need a Z-Pack.
Go ahead.
You need a Z-Pack. That's what you need.
I need a tree pack.
Antibiotics.
I'm good. No doubt.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the new coach you got?
Man, I'm hoping and praying that it'll work. That's all I can get. Look, show and tell come next season, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And he came from a college, right?
He came from Oregon.
Oh, wow.
So what happens is that he's going to bring in that offense, and I think that, you know, just mocking it, I think that Michael Vick is going to stay.
I do, too. I honestly do.
Because now he
somebody
got a guy
was he
that's
was going
to let
to
him. He's got somebody that's going to let him do him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that was the big problem all along with Michael Vick. They tried to put him in a box. You know what I mean?
And he can't do it.
And he's not built for that. He's not that dude. You gotta let him you know, make plays happen. But I think that Chip Kelly is gonna bring that offense and I think the Eagles have talent. They have talent. But it's just that, I think there was a hodgepodge of things with Vic with the turnovers, and then you got Nick Foles, and then you got to work with what you got.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
But again, congratulations, Grandma and all that. I mean, what you doing? Sit there knitting. You're knitting some booties. What you have, a boy, a girl? Or a...
Grandson.
No doubt. What's his name?
Yep. His name is Aiden Jerome.
Aiden Jerome. Shout out to Aiden Jerome. The mayor's in the building. Shout out to you, my dude. Your first 24 hours on this earth.
Less than 24. Huh? He was born 7:07. He was just born tonight, 7:07.
This is fresh out there.
He's
off
real
the
new.
So he's an hour old. So, okay. A good dude still on in the whole night. Okay. Shout out to the homie, the little homie. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, thanks. But I'm hoping that we see a big improvement with, you know, them this coming season. You know, because this past season, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
You got a Laker fan of that.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Listen, you just calling them out, ain't you?
That's right.
You just you just want to mess with somebody.
Oh yes, yes, I gotta mess with somebody.
Because to me, I'm gonna say it like it is, man. To me, it's like a lot of people just be saying stuff. You know what I mean? They just out there.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking nothing away from you, and being a fan, who you like, you like who you like. But some
right.
of this stuff it gets a little bit out of hand. You know, and what I mean by that is that, you know, oh, my team is going to win, and I don't care what you say. Okay.
That's when your feelings get hurt, when they start,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, they ain't playing about nothing, ain't about nothing, ain't going to be about nothing, you know? But,
but yeah, so basically it's just a thing where, you know, we get ready for the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's next week, February
3rd. How about the Ravens? Oh.
How about them? How about them?
Them boys did today.
Yeah, they did it. They did it. And you know, I picked the Ravens and the 49ers from the beginning of the season. So I feel good about that. But I just felt like they had the better team. You know,
uh-huh.
and both of them were due. Okay, because you see how what happened last year? In the AFC Championship game, it was the Ravens and the Patriots. Okay? Lee Evans dropped the pass in the end zone. And then Billy Cundiff misses a 32-yard field goal. You're not supposed to lose like that.
Right.
In the NFC Championship game last year, it was the Giants and the 49ers. And the dude Kyle Williams kept fumbling the ball. You know what I mean? And I think that the 49ers and the Ravens had teams good enough to win last year. So I just said at the beginning of the season, they both are going to take that next step. And the next step is the Super Bowl, and they did. I feel in some kind of way. I picked them all the way. I stuck with them.
That's what's up. You know.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking that I forgot who. I know. I'm pretty sure that I picked Ravens for the win.
No,
I can't remember.
Because
you wrote it all down, right?
No.
Oh. I'm pretty sure I picked the Ravens. I can't remember who I picked between. Shut up, Mike. Talk on it. I don't like you no more, Mike.
No, she ain't
picked
no Ravens.
Who did you pick, Mike? Huh?
You know who Mike picked.
I he's still thinking New York in it.
Yeah,
he picked
the Giants.
Even when they out there.
You say even when they out there, I ain't mad at
them. Even when they out there,
I said, listen, Mike, because he said last week, go Giants. Man, look, ain't no harm in it, Mike.
Yeah, somebody tap Mike on the shoulder and tell him, the Giants are
next year.
Yeah,
next year. Yeah.
I want to shout out something. The 40th anniversary of the Foreman and Joe Frazier fight, when Frazier was getting beat all over the ring. Shout out to Joe Frazier, rest in peace, and all that good stuff right there. But it's the 40th anniversary of that fight in Jamaica. We got Kia on the line. Kia, welcome to the Bigger Show. What's
good?
Hello.
Hey, Kia. Hey, T.
How about the Lakers? I mean, we can't talk about the Steelers no more. So how about the Lakers? I need an expert's opinion on what kind of record they're going to have when they finish the season. It's 17-24 right now.
You don't need to worry about what type of record. Don't worry about what the Knicks are doing. Don't worry
I'm
about
good.
The Lakers.
The Knicks,
what
the Knicks,
Lakers are,
the
doing,
Knicks are
okay?
fine. The
and
Knicks
you know
are
what?
Fine.
Let me tell you something. Warriors
11 games,
the Knicks,
11 games over 500.
The
Lakers got
fine.
The same record as the Sixers.
Knicks,
you can't tell me nothing.
Worry about the Knicks, okay?
You can't tell me nothing.
Fine,
the
okay.
Lakers got the same record as the
okay,
Sixers.
Then,
you can't tell me nothing.
Until you get on that platform about championship, then you talk. Until then, don't come to me about worrying about what the Lakers are doing, okay? Get on that platform. Wait.
Worry
about them. Get on that platform about winning. Don't come to me with no garbage about what's going on with the Lakers. They had one bad season, and y'all, how many bad seasons have y'all had? You better get back on
the
corner.
We ain't talking about bad Then we talking
No. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. Why you always living in the past? Why you always living in the past, yo?
Because you know I'm living in the past.
I'm not looking in the past. I'm 25 and 14. I'm good. I'm looking at my record right now. 2012, 2013. I'm good money. Hard body karate. 17 and 24. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the Lakers. I'm
concerned.
You 17 to 24. If you was 39-2, if you was 39-2 like you were supposed to be, if you was 39-2 like you were supposed to be, it wouldn't be no problem. You got Dwight Howard, you got Steve Nash, you got Kobe Bryant, you got Earl Cook, and then you turned around and fired Mike Brown.
What are you so worried about on the ground?
I'm good. The Knicks are good. I bet you the Lakers wish they had the Knicks record. The Lakers wish they had the Knicks record. The Lakers wish they had the Knicks record. I ain't gotta say no more. I'm good. I'm looking at my team right now. We good money. Look at the Lakers. How you gonna be behind the Minnesota Timberwolves? How you gonna be behind the Golden State Warriors, even though they're having a good season? No doubt. Shout out to Mark
Jackson.
Now, I just want an explanation.
We're not the Knicks fans worried about the Lakers.
Because the Lakers suck, that's why.
I suck in my emotion.
What? The Lakers suck, that's why. Because the Lakers suck, that's why. The Lakers suck. The Lakers suck. The Lakers suck.
Kobe looking like dookie, 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 doo, doo, doo.
The Lakers suck. Bam.
Kobe
looking
like dookie, dookie, doo, doo. Kobe looking real bad.
And you lost three in a row. And you lost three in a row. You used to be 17 to 21. And you lost three in a row. How you explain that? You a Laker fan. How you explain that? First you want to blame it on Mike Brown. You get rid of him. You bring Bernie Bickerstaff in. He does his number. Then you get Mike D'Antoni in here. And what the hell's going on now? You ain't firing Mike D'Antoni. They ain't firing Mike D'Antoni. And he used to coach the Knicks. So what you talking about? And he used to coach the Knicks. Now he's coaching the garbage Lakers. The Lakers is garbage. Garbage. You better worry about getting something back to Dwight Howard. You better worry about getting something back to Dwight Howard. Man, you got the right one now. You got the right exact one. You better worry about getting something back to Dwight Howard. The Lakers is garbage. How you gonna come off a platform? What are you talking about? You got the same record as the Sixers.
Wow.
I can't understand what you're saying. I can't hear you. Get that Laker mumbo jumbo out your mouth. I can't hear you. Get that Laker mumbo jumbo out your mouth. Get that. And you gonna try to scream on me about your Lakers? Y'all 2-8 in the last 10 games. 2-8. You lost the last 3. What's the explanation for that? You should have kept Mike Brown. Don't come. You can't come sideways at me. You can't come sideways. I'm sorry. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not none of them dudes that get on the first thing smoking. No. The Lakers suck and just face facts. The Lakers gonna end up the same place with the Steelers. Oh yeah. Now that we talk, how you feel about the Ratbirds being in the Super Bowl? Is New Orleans still black and yellow? In New Orleans, is it still black and yellow? Come on, yo. Is it still black and yellow? You still going to the Super Bowl? You still going to the Super Bowl? I heard Ben Roethlisberger remote is working. I heard Ben Roethlisberger remote is working.
Oh, whatever, please. You sound like a damn fool.
I sounded like a damn fool when I said the Steelers were going to be 9-7. When I said the Steelers were going to be 9-7, you couldn't even do that for me. Y'all finished 8-8.
You finished 8-8.
I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
You know what,
I gave you the benefit of the doubt. And you being the deluded Steeler fan that you are, oh, we going to the Super Bowl. Beat Cincinnati first. They go to the Super Bowl. My team is okay. My team is fine. I'm good. You ain't never heard me talk about my team going to the Super Bowl and all that. Tell them why you mad. You ain't never heard me say nothing about Tampa Bay going to the Super Bowl. Never. Because I know what I'm talking about. And I know what I'm talking about, as opposed to some people who just be putting stuff out there just to put it out there. As opposed to some people who just be putting it out there. Oh, my team going to the Super Bowl. For real? For real? But you know what? I don't even want to stay on that. Because that was I'm sorry. I was talking about old stuff. I'm sorry. Let's get back on these 17-24 Lakers.
Every year I say my team's going. I don't give a rat's ass what you think about your people when it comes to my team. You tell me right every year I say. I don't give a rat's ass what comes out of anybody else about the Steelers or the Lakers. That's just me. And believe me, I could mess up any cat dance thing come on. I don't give a rat's ass what you say about the Lakers or the Steelers.
I can't understand a thing you
what
say.
What?
I have no idea. I had no idea. But all I'm saying to you, it's all good. It's all good. It's always next year. It's always next year.
There you go.
But I never talked about my team. Because I know what I got in Tampa Bay. We got a suspect quarterback. Okay? Josh Freeman is suspect. Straight like that. Okay? But Josh Freeman ain't running around raping people. Okay? Josh Freeman ain't running around breaking in people's houses. Josh Freeman ain't running around beating up his girlfriend.
That's a terrible thing.
You want to get into it? You want to get into it? Okay? You want to get into it? We can get into it. Okay? So, we can do this all day. GQ,
Palace,
after further review, we in the building, yo. Holding it down. Hard body karate. You got the mayor in the place.
4620-0338.
Now, go ahead. I'm going to let you have the floor. Speak your mind. All season long, you talked about the rat birds and how your Steelers was going to go to the Super Bowl and this and that and all this whole craziness. But you're supposed to say that, though.
Let me tell you something. You know,
but can you make the playoffs first? That's my thing. You got to be in it to win it, sweetheart. You got to be in it to win it. You got to be in it to win it. You got to be in it to win it.
And I guess you're not in it to win it, too, right?
Nope. I never said I was. And I'm not delusional.
And you worried about every year.
Yup, that's why you should have never fired Mike Brown. You never should have fired him. Now, I bet you Mike Brown is chilling. Like, look at these fools. Look at the 2-8 Lakers. The Lakers are 2-8 in their last 10. Look at
them. You know what?
Mike Brown is chilling right now with that money that Buss is paying him.
Oh, whatever.
Mm. Yeah, I know it's whatever. It's always whatever. That's not an easy out, though. You got to come with a better out than that. Whatever.
Whatever.
You got to come with a better out than that. That's how you explain the 17-24 record.
You know what? I'm not even working.
You know you got to win 40 games in a row.
You know what? You sound like a damn fool.
I know. I sounded like a fool. I sounded like a fool, and I said the Steelers are going to be 9-7. What they do? They made me look like a fool, and they went 8-8. You don't want it with me. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I sounded like a fool back then. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. So now who sound like a damn fool? I'm going to use your words. Who sound like a damn fool now? Who sound like a damn fool? Hey, we can talk about the Lakers. Who sound like a damn fool
Wow.
Knew that.
Wow.
You don't be cursing on my show. Get out of here.
There.
Beat it.
Yeah, you taking stuff personal.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Get out of here.
That was a
matter of fact, take your stupid and take your stupid terrible towel with you and go wipe Kobe Bryant's underarms with it. Man.
Wow, it got kind of personal up there.
Nah, I didn't get personal. Whoa. She just don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Whoa.
Wow.
She don't know what she's talking about. That's all that is.
Every week
during the football season, it was like, yo, what's up with the Steelers? What's up with the Steelers? What's up with the Steelers? Oh, the Steelers going to the Super Bowl. You a damn fool. You know, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You a damn fool. So, son, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to do the show when the Steelers got eliminated.
I couldn't wait. Key, if you can hear me, I think that was a little uncalled for.
You know what I mean? It's
called.
All good. It's all good. That's who she is. She don't even need to be on here. Go talk that junk to the other dudes who you impressed with that loud talking.
Yeah,
go somewhere else with that. Because I'm prepared for it all day. You can't tell me nothing. Now, go talk that junk to the other people. You don't need to be on my show talking that junk. Get out of here. Beat it.
I thought it was a little fun and games, but wow.
That's her history. That's who she is. Every week when she come on the shows, it's always you gotta out talk everybody. And then you sound like an idiot because none of your teams is going to the playoffs. None of them. And I tried to, what I was going to do earlier, Mike, like I said earlier, the Lakers already played half their schedule. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what she's thinking about. And there's nothing wrong with being a fan of your team. I'm not knocking that.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
I'm not knocking that, my dude. But don't be that, man. Don't be delusional. Like when we was up when Slate was on the show like about 3 weeks ago or whatever, shout out to the homie Slate. He was like, I'm a realist. You know, you look at it in realistic terms. You don't look at it in Fantasy Island terms. Mr. Rourke ain't coming through that door. Tattoo ain't coming through that door. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to look at it from a realistic point of view. 17-24, who saw that coming? Nobody saw that coming. They played half of their schedule.
The mayor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, when you said you're out of here, you said like three strikes, you're out of here.
Yeah, I mean, come on, yo. We've been putting up with this for a long time. You know what I'm saying? We've been putting up with this. You know, you talking loud and da-da-da-da-da-da, pressure bust pipes. When you don't have nothing intelligent to say, you start cursing. And that just shows who you are right there. Ain't nobody scared of you. With your sports prognostication, nobody's impressed. So what are you talking about? We can do this all day. I'm a sports head. Okay? You gonna beat me in the head, well, we got 6 rings. Yeah, you got 6 rings. When are you gonna get to 7th ring? Not this year. You had a team. You constructed a team. You got Dwight Howard, you got Kobe Bryant, you got Steve Nash, okay? All right, you got Earl Clark is doing his numbers, but what's going on with the Lakers? Why they can't win no games? You see?
Wow. Like I said,
that's all. And
see,
I'm looking at the numbers in front of me right now.
I don't speak on it because I don't know nothing. So,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at
all I'm asking as a Laker fan, from a Lakers fan perspective, what is the deal? You know, do they need a year to get together? And, you know,
well, who was that? Somebody blew them by 16 the other night, and then they lost to who?
They lost to the Bulls last night. I was watching the game last night.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, man, I don't knock nobody for, you know, respecting their team. You know what I mean? And they got Memphis tomorrow night. That's a loss. Okay.
They
got Utah on Friday night. That's a loss.
I take it as fun and games. I don't take it personally.
Yeah. You're supposed to,
ain't nobody giving me no money for it.
That's right.
I'm not going to take it personal. I'm going to be like,
yeah, you don't never supposed to take
money,
it personal.
Even if you're getting money, you do that in the bar or the sports bars or wherever you hanging out.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
seriously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's a time and place for everything.
Right.
And like you said, they just got a little bit out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hey,
you can't respect my show. You can't respect my show. You ain't going to be on my show. I don't care how much sports you think you know. And notice the emphasis is on the word think. I don't care how much sports you think you know. Apparently, you need to get your communication together.
Some people do take that to like a real high. And I always wanted to know, why do people take it so personal? Because, you know, a lot of people, you have a lot of people that really take it like to a point, like they playing, like they, you
like
know,
they
what
out
I mean?
Here on the field.
Yeah,
right.
And like they're gonna get paid for it.
Right.
Even if you look on the street and you hear them arguing, they'd be like, everybody need to fight. Like,
look at that incident that happened after the Falcons and the 49ers game.
Right, right, right.
You know,
the guy got stabbed
in the neck.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
You didn't hear about that? I'm going to be honest with you. It hurts me. It bothers me. You know, like when my team lose. But I'm going to tell you, when the Eagles lost all them games straight in a row, I knew it was a wrap.
And
I knew that it was going to be a lot of criticism. But you take it with a grain of salt and keep
moving. That's right.
Until they put a dollar in my pocket, I'd be doggone if I'm going to start going off with people.
Right, you
say what you want to about the Eagles. It is what it is.
Right.
You know.
Listen, don't talk about my
but
time.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm a rob with a... Shut up, Mike.
Mike is that type of dude that he's like, you know, regardless of what the Giants is doing, he always sees the positive of it. You know what I mean?
And he
always says, you know, we'll get them next week if we lose. You know,
right.
And if they win, he's like, well, I knew they was gonna win. You know, and you gotta respect that.
I said, I buried my team, but then they came back alive.
I remember that game. I remember that game, and you always find a way to bring that up. I ain't mad at you.
But you know what?
That's my Buccaneers for you.
You know, we ain't going to get into it about it. I tell you that.
this is what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to root for your team and things of that nature and support your team and stuff like that. And everybody can't win all the time.
Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. Yeah, that's why they have OT.
They make sure
that somebody wins and somebody
loses. Jordan didn't win all the time when he was with the Bulls.
That's right.
But he did his thing.
He did his thing.
Why is my TV on basketball?
Because it's basketball season.
Well, I don't be watching that, though.
The stabbing in the neck.
You didn't hear about that, my dude?
Nah, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they got to argue about the game, and dude pulled out a knife and stabbed him in his neck a few times. Had to take him off in a stretcher. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. You know, but hey,
yeah,
that's where
you're
taking it a little bit too far, too.
Listen, my dude, I don't know, but you didn't hear last year when they beat up the dudes after the Dodgers and the Giants game? They beat somebody up and gave him brain damage.
He's still messed up. I don't even know if that dude is at the hospital. He might be in rehab somewhere, but they messed him up real bad.
Remember back in the days, you had to take a gap with you when you go out to party. Now you got to take a knife or something when you go to the ball game.
That's right.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't know how he got that. Well, yeah, you can't get it in because they don't have the metal detectors. But, you know, they do supposedly search, you know, like pat you down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, a knife, you could put it in the bottom of your shoe, your sock, or anywhere, you know. Because they say he came out of his pocket. He was looking for something to happen.
Right.
You know, and I can't really say anything because, like I said, and the mayor, you know this, them Eagle fans, they crazy, too.
Yeah, they will fight you in a heartbeat.
I had the privilege to
chill with the Eagle fans at the at a game at Lincoln Financial Field, and they hard body with it.
Yeah, they hard
body with it. So
and that's why they got that jail up under the stadium.
Mm.
I trust and believe it's not a game that's at home that somebody don't get arrested.
Right, right, right.
Trust and believe.
Wow.
Somebody, if it ain't nothing but one person, somebody gets arrested every single home game.
But you know what, though? Like, you know, back to what Mike was asking, like, how does it get to that point? You know,
exactly. That's what I really want to know. How do we get to that point?
I think that, you know, fans have a connection with their team. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You know, because like me, for example, I keep it on the eye. You know, the Yankees. I'm a big Yankee fan. Yankees don't win the World Series every year. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm realistic enough to know that, you know, they're going to make the playoffs. This is the Yankees. They make the playoffs, and then the playoffs come, they don't show up.
Exactly.
And I feel like as a Yankee fan, I can say what I want to say about it. That's my team.
Like the Phillies, you know?
Right. That's right.
I mean, you know, I can't get pissed off at you because you don't like the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because you talking junk
about
them.
I love the Phillies.
Them,
I love the
you
Phillies.
Know,
you beat y'all in the World Series. I love them. I buy Ryan Howard a Subway sandwich anytime he wanted.
See, you know what? You gonna get up off my team.
Yeah.
Well, see, now we could talk about each other now.
Yeah, see,
you know,
I mean, you know, that,
them Buccaneers.
Yeah, see,
all
okay.
I knew you was
going
to
go back there some
road.
Kind of way. I knew you was going to bring my Buccaneers up some kind of way.
But look, all I had to do was poke you. You would have been off the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey.
No doubt.
It's
going down. Hard body karate right here, man. We had to get the fireworks popping off, man. Make sure everybody was up out there. 646-200-3838 is the number to dial. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kia, man. You know, she goes hard for her squad, man. But sometimes you just gotta kind of like, you know, realize what it is, you know. And that's what it is right there. So, you know, not to say that, you know, did anything wrong or that like that. But we don't, you know, we don't do that talking like that on here. If you can't control what you're saying, then you know. We gotta, you know, find some other kind of way to make it happen. But yeah, Mike, like we was talking about earlier, my dude, college basketball is the truth, man.
Yeah, but that's what I gotta get into.
College basketball is the truth. You know, and some teams to watch. I give you a heads up on some teams to watch. Kansas, they're on right now. Kansas Jayhawks. I'll tell you about Ben McFarland. He's nice. I can't even get it out. Nasty. That's that flu right there. I can't talk when I'm sick.
He nasty.
Yeah, you know. Sorry, it's an old Janet Jackson record. But
games is coming on because I need to watch them.
The crowd be going crazy, you know, and they excited, they're really happy to be there. They jumping up and down, You're just like, what the hell is going on here? But the atmosphere. It's the atmosphere,
right.
You know what I mean? And college basketball is like they're playing for the love of the sport. These other cats in the NBA, because they're there now. The NBA season don't start for me until the playoffs. You know, the regular season is boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And college basketball, every game means something.
Go ahead. The mayor. Baseball lasts all year round. You know, versus like, why football can't last that many games? Why can't have that many games football?
Well, you know, I really didn't. You know, baseball, they play 162 games.
Okay.
Right? They play every day for 6 months. You know, and football, you know, you play a game, you got to get a week worth of rest. Sometimes you need 2 weeks and you get a bye, you know what I mean? So, and football is a contact sport. You can't be out there every other day playing, you know, beating somebody in the head, getting concussions and all of that. So I just feel like, you know, baseball is that sport where, you know, you can play that every day. You know what I mean? And football is not that sport that you can play every day. Because they go out there and practice, they hit in practice. And they do that every day. You know, so and 16 games. And,
please
and,
enter your password, then press pound.
And,
wow.
I don't know who that is.
Somebody try to get the password.
Yeah,
please enter your
password,
then press pound.
Okay, who's
that?
I don't know who that is. But anyway, like I was saying, you know, football.
Unfortunately, the system cannot process your entries. Please try again later.
Right.
Really?
Thanks a lot for calling the bigger show, and we'll keep the light on. We'll keep the light on for you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, football is one of those, you know, once a week things, you know. And I think that even when Roger Goodell was trying to say he won an 18 game season, that's too long. That's too much.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
Because look at it like this, T.
Okay.
You the season is over. Right now we're gonna talk about it currently. Okay.
Okay.
We got a week off. Well, really don't have a week off because the Pro Bowl is on Sunday.
All
the people that didn't make the Super Bowl or whatever, the Pro Bowl is on Sunday. So then after the Pro Bowl is the Super Bowl. Right? So then after the Super Bowl, it's back to off season training. It don't stop.
Oh, see, I thought that they like take some months off. You know, not like practicing and training and all
that.
Yeah,
some teams do, like Tampa Bay. Don't be laughing, they funny. Some teams do take time off. Don't be laughing, they ain't funny.
Well, it looked like the Eagles took a whole day on season.
I think the problem with the Eagles was, and I'm gonna say it, and I'm gonna keep saying it, is that they try to put Michael Vick in a box. You know what I mean? And once he started to believe that that's what he needed to do, that's when his play went down. The quality of his play went down. When he fell with the okie doke, you know, you got to stay in the pocket and you got to do your, you know, check downs and all that. What? And he's like, I never did this before in my life. You know, I'm at Virginia Tech. I'm tearing it up. You know what I mean? He was
right,
at Atlanta
right.
tearing it up, you know. And I mean that, you know, once he gets a coach like Chip Kelly who's going to allow him to do him, then I think the Eagles will be right back where they need to be.
Okay. Yeah, because I noticed, like, once he would come out of that pocket, he would make it happen.
Right.
But, you know, he would stay, once he stayed in that pocket, that's when he got his butt tore up every trip. You know,
that's how
the concussion happened.
Yeah, to make him sick.
I mean, they busted his butt down. He couldn't do nothing.
He just
sit there.
So,
you know, because you give the boy some room to run, he's gone.
That's what it is.
that's
what it is.
But, you know, like I said, show and tell next year. But I ain't gonna say that I wouldn't care if they win all the first 9 games. I still ain't gonna say they going nowhere until it happens. I mean, seriously, because you brag on them. And that's when, you know, you really get shut down at the end.
But, I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with bragging on your team. There's nothing wrong with bragging on your team. Like, for example, like what we was talking about earlier, the Steelers. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't, you know what I mean? Don't, if somebody has a difference of opinion, why they got to be a fool? Or why they don't know what they're talking about and all that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's telling you can't love your team and you can't support your team. But if somebody doesn't agree with you, oh, they, you know, they this and that, the third and all of this. I'm not that dude. I'm just going to say it straight like that, hard body. I'm not that dude, okay? You're not going to come in and talk sideways to me because I can talk sideways right with you, okay? Because I like to think I know what I'm talking about. And I was telling, and you bear witness to it, and you too, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I would tell him, I was like, look, what's up with the Steelers? Me and Malcolm ran the whole schedule down one night. And we gave them 9-7, and they made us look like fools because they finished 8-8.
Wow.
So like, and then why are you telling me I don't know what I'm talking about? I know exactly what I'm talking about. That's why I'm the mayor and you not. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Like I said, some people get sensitive, you know, over their team, you know.
Yeah.
That's something not to see because. I really can't see myself to that point to, you know, take it to that level. You know what I mean? I really can't.
I'm going to tell you, I love my team, but I won't even bet on, I don't even bet on the team because, I honestly do. It ticks me off, but at the end of the day, why am I going to get peed off because somebody teased me about them? Yeah, I get mad, but I realize, you know, hey, sometimes you got to take a bump with the bruises and keep it moving.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Because even if they win, you know, they still got something negative to say about that team because that's not their team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What you going to do? It's nothing you can do.
Hold on for a second. Kia, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you there? You all right now?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, so just it's just like a thing where, you know, you root for your team. You go all the way for your team. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, a lot, you know, some people take it, you know, to another extreme, like the people, like the dude that got stabbed in Atlanta. You know,
Right.
Each is on with his own team. Some people, they root for their teams whenever they want to root for their teams. I don't think a lot of people are true fans of their team. They can talk their true fans of their team, then they're not. That's just my opinion. I don't think they're not fans of true teams. They just ride with a team, and if they win, they win. They lose, they lose. They on that coattail. That's fine. You're not a true fan. Anybody that's a true fan, you're going to ride with your team, die hard. Regardless of where you're going to take the punches, and believe me, I've been taking punches.
Right. That's right.
And in the beginning, I was not a big fan of the White Howard coming to the Lakers. I was upset from the beginning. It's a lot of rift. It's a lot of rap going on right now. Kobe's the only one showing up. You got this guy Clark showing up.
Is Earl Clark from Louisville?
Yeah, he's from Louisville. It's
okay.
It's a whole disarray. I got a ride with them. All the punches I'm taking.
Go ahead.
Every school I have the Steelers going to the Super Bowl. That's just me as a fan.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
My Steelers going to the Super Bowl.
But when somebody tells you that, you know, it's not going to be like that. You know, I mean, you could take it how you want to take it.
I don't care, but my thing is, as a fan of Steelers, I can care less what other fans of any sport say that I don't think that my team can go Super Bowl again. Every year, that's the expectation that coaches come in. Every year, every guy that comes to the NFL, they look to go to the Super Bowl. Am I correct or am I wrong?
You're correct.
Right. So any fan that tells me that you don't look for your team to go Super Bowl, you're not a fan of any team.
I'm a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I've been a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers since I was 10 years old. Right? When we won the Super Bowl 10 years ago, I was like, what? We in the Super Bowl? You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Tony says with that coach every year, when with that coach, the thing was getting to the playoff and getting to the Super Bowl. Any coaches, you get trained to do that. Everybody, any NFL, they play to get to the playoff and play in that Super Bowl. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're right. We got another call on the line. Angie, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
And how's everybody?
Everybody's good.
Angie. I missed the actual topic. I don't know if you guys had a specific topic going on.
I mean, we graduated into a topic basically talking about fans and, you know, our fans are, you know, supporting their team. Some of them go overboard and, you know, how much of a fan are you and how much of a fan should you be?
Right. Well, you know, well my take on that is, okay, you do have a specific fan, a specific team that you're a real fan of, but you also have other players and stuff that are on other teams that you cheer for as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the diehard, some people do go a little overboard. They get offended when some people talk about their teams and whatever. But listen, everybody's going to have an opinion, good, bad, or indifferent.
That's right.
So, you know, how you take it is how you take it. You know, again, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan to the end.
Oh, man.
A lot of people don't like us.
At least she admitted it.
I mean, I get pissed off at them sometimes, too. Excuse my French, but, you know, I'm still a fan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, some people really do, you know, they get a little offended when, you know, other people has an opinion about their team. But, I mean, if your team is trash, they trash. I'm still a fan. You know what I'm saying? So that's not going to make or break a person anyway.
Man, how you think I feel being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan?
Listen.
Don't be laughing. It ain't funny.
And we're
basically the same boat.
The Eagles didn't even show up. The Eagles didn't show up except when they played Tampa Bay. I mean,
See, I'm gonna have to. You lucky. You lucky. You're a new grandma and all that. Shout out to the little shorty.
She just called you out, huh?
Yeah. He's been on this earth. He's been on this earth 2 hours. You know what I mean? And his grandma beat me in the head about Tampa Bay.
Listen, look at Dallas. We can't even get to the daggone playoffs. So
What do you think the problem is with the Cowboys?
Jerry Jones needs to let his team do what they do. You hire all these people to work, let them work. You understand what I'm saying? They need a serious backup quarterback and a new defensive coordinator. So, you know.
Yeah, they fired Rob Ryan.
Yeah. It's a few things that they needed because, I mean, you're right there, but there's something wrong somewhere. You know, I would have fired all my higher-ups personally, but. You know, they got to get it together because it's not like they don't have the talent on the team.
Right, that's right.
You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? So that's where that's at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have a better season this year, you know.
That's what I said.
Cowboys? Cowboys?
Yes,
listen to that Giants fan over there.
I'd rather be the Cowboy in the Cowboy position than the Giants. Defending champions didn't even make it to the playoffs, so I'm not even buying
it.
That shows how some people slipped through the cracks. They should have been there last year.
Who's this?
Stop playing.
Who am I?
It's Angie. Get him, Angie. Get him, Angie.
Let me explain something to you, Angie. Say it again.
I know that's right. Angie.
Stop it.
You talk about the Cowboys. I mean, the Giants are your munchie, but believe me, next year, we going all the way, baby. We taking it all the way.
All the way, huh? I hear you.
Let me tell you something. I you know what? I'm not even going to dispute that for a second because. Quiet is kept. You know, I picked the Ravens and the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl. The brothers of the Super Bowl. What would be more crazier than, because the Super Bowl is going to be at MetLife next year. What would be crazier if the Broncos and the Giants was in the Super Bowl at MetLife?
Broncos?
Yeah.
That would have been ridiculous.
Because they were supposed to go this year.
I'm just
putting it out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't lock me down to that. If that does happen, the fix is in. The fix is definitely in. You know what I mean? This is going to be the biggest event outside of, like, World Series or whatever in New York, the Super Bowl.
The two brothers going now that they're playing,
right? Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah, that definitely would be crazy.
It's just a suggestion. It would be crazy, but, you know, they got...
Anything's possible. You can't just rule out everything, you understand?
That's true.
It is.
So, you know.
I know who won't be there, though. And I'm going to keep it on the eye. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay, hey, listen.
It won't be there.
I doubt Dallas will be there, too. We need Emma Smith back, shit.
We need Emma Smith back.
We need him back. Oh, my God.
Emmett said he's done.
Listen, that's a Hall of Famer right there.
They should have never let him go in the first place.
Absolutely. That's what I'm telling you. I would have fired all my higher-ups. They just make bad decisions over there. Because, again, how do you have this much talent on your team and you can't even make the doggone playoffs?
He didn't even look right in that Cardinals uniform, yo.
That's crazy.
You know?
Yeah, they didn't even feel
right
correct.
Over there? Mike, you all right?
I'm cool. Just sitting back. I'm going to sit back and see how y'all talking about my Giants and everything. I'm going to sit back, relax, and just watch.
What's going to happen?
You have this question. What is this thing about the Lakers this time around now?
I don't know if we're going to go there. Where's she going to go to
the Lakers? I ain't
messing with the Lakers no more. That's it. I'm done.
Oh, Lakers, they got stuff.
We're having this awful season. It's an awful season. It is an awful season. But you got all these crack jokes about this awful season. And they are having an awful season. They're not playing well. They're not playing together.
Nope. It's been like that for a while. That's why Gasol and Kobe don't too much personal things going on with the Lakers, and it ran over to the court. That's why they're not playing well.
That trade deadline is coming up, and it needs to be that block. They need to put the white on that block, on that trade block. She needs to be on that block by the time I get there.
But let me ask you this, though, Kia. Is Dwight Howard really that good?
No, I never wanted the White Howard to get there.
Mm-hmm.
When they said they were trying to put the White Howard, I said that's going to be a bad deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And it's not just because you know anybody bothered about Kobe, you know, Kobe harms the ball, Kobe does this, Kobe does. But Kobe comes out there, everybody knows he's a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get four.
He don't get enough assistance for me.
He's going to do what he's going to do, whatever. He's going to be the scoring, but look at his team.
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry is not working. That trade deadline needs to get up, and Dwight needs to be on that block.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think Dwight had enough talent to go to the Lakers in the beginning. I think him and Bynum have similar games.
That don't have nothing to do with the talent. I think he can play for later.
It has a lot to do with it. When you go from a team like Orlando to the Lakers, it does. It has a lot to do with talent. And he just didn't have enough of it to go over there. And I just, you know, it's just.
But does the circumstance have anything to do with it? Because Dwight Howard was acting like he was running things down in Orlando. Okay.
He got fired right out of there.
You know what I mean? So now he goes to the Lakers where, you know, it's Hollywood and this and that. And third. All he got to do is basically just fit in.
Yeah,
because
he couldn't even do that.
Kobe, that's Kobe's team.
Oh, and you know it.
Okay, so
he can't even do that.
He can't do that. They got Mike Brown fired, which was a dumb move.
We need to get over that part.
No, because it's, the proof is in the pudding. You're seeing it right now. Where do you see the Lakers at?
Home.
At the end of,
I'm over there get the eighth spot. I'm always going to hope they get the eighth spot. I'm always going to hope.
It's doable. The eighth spot is doable.
Absolutely.
It's doable. Yeah. They four games behind Houston. The eighth spot is doable.
Wait, you got 3 months to try to figure out what you need to do. And everybody talk about selfish. He's been in this league. He's been selfish for me since he's been in this league. And 5 championships, and he's been selfish. So I don't worry about anybody saying he's selfish because he wants 5 rings on his finger. You can say selfish or arguable, but he still wants 5 rings that other players have not fought for. No one has 5 rings on his finger. No,
he didn't do that by himself. That's my
point. I was
point.
Waiting for somebody to say that,
he didn't do that alone.
And I'm going to keep it funky with you.
He's not the only
when
one
they played, when they played Sacramento in the Western Conference Finals back in the days, they got jerked. The Kings got jerked. The Lakers wasn't supposed to win that. But that was then. This is now. But, you know, like you said.
You took off the thing.
Huh? Somebody need to put that dog on a leash.
That's my dog. Somebody knocking on the door.
What up?
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Lisa, they know it's live and direct.
Dog talking about
dogs barking and all that.
So put that dog in the cage. Sound like Cujo.
Mike, you say so. Cujo. He's a Yorkie.
All right, so now that we got everybody on the line and we all friendly and all that, I know I said I wasn't going to bring it up, but anybody got an opinion on this Manti Te'o situation?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're welcome.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Say that. I'm sorry. I missed that question.
I just want to know if anybody had an opinion on the Manti Te'o situation.
Oh, no.
I was going to have his girlfriend on the show, but I couldn't find her. I'm sorry. I was going to have her on the show. She promised me she was coming on the show in the whole nine. Now all of a sudden she don't want to show up. I mean, that's one of the dumbest stories I heard, I mean, ever. It's ranks up there with what the hell is this? Got a fake girlfriend and.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Come on now.
Oh, Lord,
we talking about Manti Te'o.
With his imaginary girlfriend.
Yeah, She died.
She came back,
I think. She died.
Like the
Eagles. I didn't read the story in its entirety.
I didn't read it either. Don't be. I
didn't.
His
friend set him up for something. I don't know. It was just, you know, how to.
I've seen it on the news.
But,
you know, but
Angie,
they made sure they brought it to the news.
You go to a prestigious, you know, athletic institution like Notre Dame. You're supposed to be smarter than that, dude.
Listen, that's my point exactly.
You're supposed to be smarter than that.
Yeah. Come on.
How you gonna come on TV and say, well, I was fooled into believing that, you know, my girlfriend. I don't even know.
I don't even
give it that much credence.
You know
what I'm saying?
He didn't have met the girl.
And if you, like, again, if you're this athlete, you this athlete and a scholar over in Notre Dame, they're pretty much all smart. So
I'm
sure there was girls out there that was willing to give
these
girls. You know what I'm saying? You could have got it and protect. Come on, you set yourself up for that nonsense.
But that's the thing. These stories that they concoct that they come up with.
I'm telling you, it's like real extra people thirsty for attention or something.
Right.
I
mean, you was playing in the national championship game. How much more attention do you want?
What more do you want?
And exactly.
Come on.
And they lost.
Notice they just going to Notre Dame alone. You got police, you know.
Yeah, they got waxed. But,
that's crazy.
You know, I don't think that, you know, that the reason because, you know, if his girlfriend would have showed up, they would have won.
Well, yeah, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If his girlfriend would have showed up,
they
might have won.
Sure
they might have got a little something. You know, I've done a little something.
But the thing is, he talked to this female, and she was a totally different person, you know, different name. It, to me, it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy, and
they should have put on a teleprompter.
It ain't no excuse for it. It's no excuse for it, you know. I just heard it on the news. I refuse to go online to even look it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even worth it. The ESPN, that whole story, it leading up to when he was in the Heisman, that's a whole mess. And it's always going to lead down to a whole mess. Everybody just, it's just a mess.
Oh, that's stuck with him. He could forget it. He's stuck with that for the rest of his life.
Back to back seasons, what? Making the playoffs?
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Green Bay went to the playoffs back-to-back season.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I got you. I got you what you're talking about and about Mike Smith. I got you on that.
I don't think he's going to win. I think if it's a top three, he should be in that category.
All right, with who? You said top three. So there's Mike Smith and there's two other. Who you got?
I mean, you could probably put 49ers coach in there. I wouldn't put him in there, but I mean, most people probably put him in there.
Mm-hmm.
He had a back-to-back, but he got
what about Pete Carroll?
Giant. Who?
Pete Carroll. Seattle.
No. I don't think he should be in there. I don't think he should be in there.
Yeah, I think so.
It's other players,
really
other players coaches to be getting to be in there. No, he should be in there. And if that's the case, then you put Harbaugh in there. You can put,
you can put both of the Harbaughs in there.
Right. You could, in the top three, yes, you can.
You could put
Marvin Lewis in there.
Oh, yeah, you can put Marvin Lewis in there. Of course, he should be in there.
Call Ryan and ask Ryan how he do his.
You can put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can put Marvin. Marvin probably will win it then.
What about Mike Shanahan?
Nah.
He gets no love, right? He trying to have
RG3
killed.
Yeah. You know what? That's not Shanahan's fault because you know what? RG3 went back on that field. The doctor didn't clear him, but you got to think about RG3. He wanted to play. His first playoff. What do you think he was going to do? Not playing the first playoff, or do you think he was going to sit down?
Well, see, that injury was like, you know, he could sit that playoff out, and there's always, you know, he's going to have many more playoffs to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he
was
that
torus
knee, he wouldn't be playing no more.
Listen, you're the first playoff. You're a rookie quarterback. Are you going to sit down, or you're not going to play? Be realistic now. Are you going to sit down, or you're not going to play?
If I'm not 100%, I'm not going to play.
Yeah.
Why would I go out there and risk my
right.
health?
Right. It's not like you're a senior in high school where it's like,
what I'm saying?
I'm ready to play.
Why would I go out there and risk my health? You got another rookie quarterback sitting right there, Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean? So I don't think that they would have been losing too much to put Kirk Cousins in the game.
I'm not talking about that. Of course, he played well when he played when RG3 wasn't playing in that game. He played. He had a great game.
So
but
why
I'm
couldn't he play in the playoffs?
Right, but I'm talking about what RG3 was going through his head at that moment. At the moment, man. At the moment. What do you think he would have did? He went back in that game.
So
I'm
he went back in the game because he went back in the game because he wanted to go back in the game?
Everybody, that's what he was back to. They were talking like, yes, he went back in the game because he wasn't even cleared to play in that game. This is what the doctors report said, that he shouldn't play. But he wanted to play. But you can't ride Shanahan on this one. Even though Shanahan, you know, whatever, you can't ride him on this one, though. Don't ride Shanahan on this one. Okay. You figure what, 6 to 8 months to heal that injury? He's athletic. You figure he'll be ready for preseason? Let's see how healthy that leg is preseason comes when he's taking it on the first game. The first game is going to determine that leg is healed. So you know they're going after that leg. Players, defense, they'll play him. They're going to try to knock him down, and you'll see how healthy that knee is.
Right.
But he had major knee surgery. So the first time he gets hit on that knee, you're going to know if that knee is still healthy.
It'll never be 100%. I don't care what they do to it. Once it's right, he's playing
right.
or not. My daughter had knee surgery, and trust me, let's not talk about knee surgery.
I think anybody can come back from a surgery because look at Ray Lewis, look at Suggs.
Now he could come back.
Adrian Peterson.
No, that's not what we're saying. It's just that he'll never be 100% anyway.
And then he came back. Then some people, and I look at Willie Colon, who asked me to get off the team, didn't even come back from this ACL the whole year. He stayed out the whole year with his ACL.
Mm.
And Suggs came back before the game, and Suggs tore him his, not even in camp, playing with family members, the same way Willie tore his playing a basketball game with cousins. He was with some family member, and he tore his ACL. He didn't play the whole year that Super Bowl, when we went to the Super Bowl in 11 of 15
back. You got to look at the different positions that they play.
Yeah.
And RG3 plays a whole totally different position.
No, I was comparing Suggs and Cologne. I'm not saying RG3.
Oh, okay.
And,
right.
No, I'm saying Cologne.
I got
Willie. And I think it's a figure out how well you your fitness, your training to get back to that game.
Mm-hmm.
Willie wasn't ready to come back to the game. He wasn't even doing what he's supposed to do to get back in that game.
I was going to say, what is it? It's his determination. If he's ready,
Trump was
determined
to get back in that game. Willie ain't do nothing to get back in that game. Willie was out for the whole, inactive the whole Super Bowl in 11. The whole Super Bowl.
Wow.
So I don't know, you know, with the cap coming up now, we're $8 million over our cap.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be sliced in half.
Hmm.
They're going to, Harrison's contract is going to be redone or Harrison's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of changes. Because if Harrison don't redo his contract, he's gone. The Rooney's don't play around with that type of money.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. Harrison may be gone if he don't readjust his contract. Ben's gonna need to readjust his contract. There's gonna be a lot of. Wallace ain't getting no money. He's not. He don't deserve no money.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would ask for some money. He took all the drop balls he had. That's your salary.
He wish he would ask for some money.
No.
All the drop balls he had. That's his salary.
Yo, you got the mayor in the building. After further review, man, 646-200-3838. There's a number. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We got a live one tonight. I don't know in regards to, you know, what they're going to do as far as salary cap and all that, but they just got to fix some things. And it's not really broken. It was just like a little off-season that they had. That's all. So, you know, they'll be back. I do believe that.
They're going to be a lot of change. They're already making moves to make changes. They're going to... Bats won't be on the team. Leckowich is gone. So, I mean, the backup quarterback, they're going to, I don't know if they're going to get out the draft. You got the 13th pick? I think the 17th pick. That's the lowest pick we had since we picked Ben at the 13th round in 04. That's the lowest we ever had since 04. We've always been over 30. The
right,
last
right.
two picks. So this is the first time we even get closer to 17 to figure out who's good on the first round to be a, get another 17th pick for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to get a quarterback the first round.
I'm looking at the Redskins running back.
He was a sixth round. I'm trying to figure out. And I'm going back to all going back to that draft. I was going back to that draft to figure out how many we passed him up. How many times we passed him up to get these corners. And we passed this running back up.
Mm.
And I'm running back. I don't. Somebody is going to be trained. Somebody isn't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they be looking at that money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at what's going to cost.
Which is going to
cost us more.
Money.
You understand what I'm saying? Trust me, that money's first. You know, so that's why they do stuff like that.
Hmm.
Then you know.
I'm
get a better deal. Let somebody else pick them, and we'll trade them off. And you know, that's just politics.
The Rooney's ain't paying nobody no money.
Hmm.
We never had the big time receivers paying money. We never gave receivers big money.
Hmm.
I don't think we're gonna start giving receivers big money. I mean, I don't know why. Do Wilds deserve big money? No.
Nah.
Do Brown deserve big money? No.
What time do you guys sign off? I got to jump in the
10 o'clock.
10? Okay. I'm going to try to catch y'all back.
Okay, no doubt.
Do you think they deserve big money there? No.
Not at all. You know, first you're going to hold out like somebody owe you something. You know what I mean? Then when you get back in here, you're dropping balls. Like, you know, you could have used that training camp, my dude.
Wait.
You know,
now he's somewhere. You know, he's not going to show his face. You know, he took a lot of criticism from a lot of fans on his page or whatever. He deserves to take that criticism.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd be surprised if he's not there next year, this one of the season.
Mm.
Would it be a lost cause for us? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
If he go out for big money, y'all can have him, Mike.
We can have him. What do you mean we can have him?
I'm listening to that. I'm just so sick of him. I'm so sick of the ego. There's just too much ego on that team. Wallace thought he was Fitzgerald. He thought he was supposed to get Fitzgerald's money.
Right, that's right.
You're not Fitzgerald.
So why is it like that? Why is it where, you know, these guys, you know, they think because they, you know, had a little something career in college or whatever, they think they can just come up to the, you know, in any sport and just demand, start making demands?
No, Wiley's thought because he had the year before. Wiley's thought because he had a great year the year before. One great year the year before. He thought he was going to get all this money because he had two great years. But look what happened on his third year. Look how many drop balls he had. Look how his ego. Look how many drop balls he had. But he wanted Fitzgerald's money. He thought he was going to get, what's the name, number eight up in Houston's money. Are you kidding me? Even Houston shouldn't have gave him all that money. So look what happened to Houston at the end.
I think these Latinos are trying to take over the ladies' sports tonight or something. Who was that Angie girl?
Keeps you on point.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, hey, she's saying a little too much stuff here. She talk a lot of sports. She know her sports a little too well.
She said a little bit too well.
That's crazy.
She know her sports. She know her sports a little too well. She know her sports too well.
Can you be in that kitchen cooking or something? Talking sports a little too well.
Lord have mercy.
Make you seem like you're sitting with your man.
Shouldn't there be women that know more sports, Mike?
Yeah. Oh.
There's nothing wrong with it. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, especially if your man is into sports. But then, you know, you might have that man where you might know more than him. He'd be like, no, you watch the sports with. You know, because she was going in. I'm like, no.
And all that says is the man got to step his game up.
Yeah, that's right. She surely knows her sports.
You know,
like, oh,
and
wow.
That's a good look right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to be able to talk underlying stuff, not just stuff that's on the, you know, on the top. You know what I mean? Be able to go deep into it. That's cool to me. I like that. So shout out to all the ladies that's talking sports and repping it real hard like that. You know what I mean? Because you get much respect over here after further review. GQ Power Sports. Yo, I'm a little slow under the weather right now because, you know, I got the little flu I've been dealing with or whatever. But we got...
I told you, get some Buckwheats, man. Get some Buckwheats.
Some Buckwheats?
Get some Buckwheats.
Some Buckwheats?
Buckwheats.
I heard.
He's talking about Buckwheats.
Buckwheats?
No, that's pneumonia.
That's a Buckwheat. I can't touch it. That's the problem. I got some Buckwheat.
See, but anyway,
like pneumonia,
right.
But it works.
You know what?
What?
Be nice.
Shout out to my people in Denver and in Seattle. And you know the Supersonics are coming back. Shout out to the Seattle Supersonics. They should have never left in the first place. And like you said, Kia, you know, a while back, you know, a lot of these fans don't even probably realize that the Thunder is the old Seattle Supersonics.
They don't.
So, you know, and to me that's like we was having a conversation earlier about fans. You know, how serious of a fan are you? You know, well, I've been down with the Oklahoma City Thunder since the 90s. Really? Really? How you been down with them since the 90s?
My thing is, a fan would only know the first five starters of the basketball team. They wouldn't even know who their bitch with the six-man award or who plays after the six-man, who usually comes in, how many minutes, so and so. That's a fan that knows. Yeah, Clark played, he started for the fall. You know, even the other team, I know the Knicks, whatever, what they doing over that side, the five, what's going over there. Because when you talk to other fans and they try to tell you something, you're like, that ain't what happened because you already know what happened in that game. Because if anybody can tell you something and you sit up there like, oh, yeah, and you're going to repeat that to somebody else, somebody tell you that's not what happened because you listen to what somebody else told you.
Right. That's right. You don't want to, you know, do the work yourself and find out really what's going on.
You got to know about all those teams regardless. You got to worry about what's going on in each division regardless of what my division is going on. Yeah, we're not looking good. We might not even get the A spot, but I'm hoping we crawl to the A spot. If we can fall,
you know what?
The
it's doable.
Yeah, Magic Johnson is trashing us now, so you know it's a lot of
the
stuff.
The Lakers haven't got hot yet. That's the only thing I can say. In their defense, they haven't got hot yet.
If you got what's the name talking trash behind Kobe Bryant's back now, stuff coming out that Howard's talking trash behind Kobe Bryant's back. You know, it's stuff leading on. He's reading the paper. You know, he's reading the paper. Him and his stuff. So he come there. You see his ego. His ego is. He has a big ego. Guess what? Kobe said moves in L.A. Moves in L.A.
But I never liked Dwight Howard to begin with.
Dwight Howard should never came to the Lakers. But yet, it's still.
You know, when he first came to the league, you know, out of high school, I believe. He was supposed to be this church choir boy from Atlanta, okay? And he was supposed to be, holier than thou and this and that. Now, he got an ego. Where'd that come from? I don't know you, the Orlando Magic, ever winning no titles for you to get an ego.
Well, they did go to the championship. I think because when they went to the championship, they played the Lakers, and they got swept.
Okay.
And that was his last time in the championship.
Okay. So is that supposed to get back to where he got his ego from?
He never got back in that platform.
That's where he got his ego from?
NFL. Look at the ego. Now they're going to review the kick that Brady did on Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know Reed is one of the dirtiest safety. I don't care. He's dirty. Reed do some cheap shots. The Ravens got some cheap shot guys on that defensive line.
I think it's over for the Patriots.
Right. But to think that Brady stuck his leg up and kicked Reed before Reed came to him, now they're going to review that to either find him.
Mm-hmm.
Brady gets away with – Brady doesn't get away. You hit Brady, you're going to get a fine. Well, Reed is dirty. Reed hits in the head. We've seen Reed play.
Mm-hmm.
Not to on that line, on that nose tackle. He's like to put his hand – and I mean, I don't understand how when he breaks nose, there's no penalty. But he get a fine – a week later. I just figured how their nose get bloody from a game that we played with the Ravens for no penalties. Same thing, you know, I get here from my brothers and I'm talking about Kobe. You touch Kobe, it's a foul. Kobe's not the only person you touch to get a foul in the NBA.
I think he's the most one that they really...
Don't even try it. I don't understand what's all the egoness about Kobe. Do you really think that, Mike?
I think Kobe really trying to impress himself as a young Jordan and try to make up moves while he's up in the hand.
Come on, Mike.
You know, I'm serious. You know, don't get me wrong. Kobe's a damn good player. Don't get me wrong. But he got to stop with the attitude. You understand? That's Kobe's problem, his attitude. He's a good player, and he know it, and he's taking it to a whole nother level. And that's where he feel like he should be able to do what he want to do when he on that court. But you have a team that you have to go along with. That's Kobe's problem.
That's been his problem since he came into the league, Mike. Since he came into the league, that's been Kobe's problem. Am I right?
Not when he first came in that league. When Shaq left from the Lakers, that's when Kobe really started acting up. Because that's what he wanted. He wanted Shaq to leave from the Lakers.
Of course, we all seen
But that's when Kobe's attitude really, really started. That's when you really started seeing him.
But that's when it more came out. But he was already ego when he came into this league. Because when he played...
I don't think he was.
I think he was. I think the stuff that he was talking about was Smoosh talking. All the stuff coming out, you can see how he was. And I think it just more came out more when after Shaq left. You know, everybody talk about the stare he gave Mike Brown. You know, and all this stuff. Yeah, he has an ego. We all see it.
No, but his ego went past the E all the way to go. I'm telling you.
These guys that come out of college ball and come into a league. Look at Kyrie Irving. You know, when he played, we were just talking about how when he played at West Orange High, because he's from my area, he played at West Orange High. Just because he didn't want to he didn't think he was going to get enough ball. He transferred to St. Patrick and played there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that ego, he thought he was better than these guys that, you know, so he went to a different school to shine. And they were talking about how these mothers already grooming their sons to be better than these players, like my son should sit on the bench. They're already
easily funny
coming to the
NBA college,
Mike.
Last night I was watching a high school game on ESPN. Right. I think that your outlets like ESPN, they're at fault too.
They make
stars out of these cats before they even do anything.
Exactly. That's why I don't even know why Skip Bayless working there or Stephen A. Smith is there. This ridiculous how these guys, before they even get in the phone to college, their parents is already getting their ages already. They're doing it. They were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving, before he was drafted, he had this big party and what's going. It was like, are you kidding me? There was something up here. And then he went to do Kobe 101 with Kobe. You tell me with the ego. All right. They groom them to get ego.
All right.
The same way in college football too, when they come to the draft, you see the ego.
Well, that's Itayel's girlfriend ran away with his ego.
I don't know
when he gonna get that back.
Wait, he's gonna go. Wow. It's not gonna confuse his draft pick, because whoever passed him up and do not draft him, then that's on them. It's gonna be the next
line
to get draft. That's just, come on, that's just smart. Regardless of what was saying about him about his girlfriend,
you're right.
So
I'll pick him up in a minute. I wouldn't waste no time.
Exactly.
I'm drafting my time to you.
Exactly.
Straight
ESPN
like that.
Started that. They found the ESPN, leaked it out. It's just ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So if anybody, if he come out at number 5th pick and he don't come out number 5, he don't come out number 6, then 7 to 8 is right there to get him.
Right. Because
so
you know what?
Matter about,
you know, whoever drafts him has got to deal with that baggage.
That's the baggage.
And that's the best
part. They had to deal with what's his name down in Dallas when he put his, he had an ego before he became to the Cowboys. He had an ego in college. And that's something Jerry Jones had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta deal with the baggage. We had to deal with Santonio's home. Santonio had a problem with his hand. Everybody knew that at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He had a problem. He got a history. But the Steelers still drafted him.
Why do they believe that they can get away with stuff and they bigger than you?
I don't know. It's the ego. You see when you know when what's your name from the Titans comes back here. You know he's from New Jersey. You know what I'm talking about. Billy Brent comes here every time he comes to New Jersey. He drives here. DUI because he thinks he's Kenny Britt. He's Kenny Britt.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he comes back home, he gets arrested. Every time he comes to Jersey, he gets arrested.
He's a dummy then.
he's a big Lamont dummy.
Right.
He's a Lamont dummy.
He's a big Lamont dummy. But,
and that's what they were They already train these kids. When they get out of high school, you see a lot of these high school guys.
Yeah.
Some great high school guys that's playing ball now. I saw a great game yesterday. It was just a little mother. Great, these guys are big. They playing well ball. So their mothers, you can see their mothers.
Their mothers can't wait.
Can't wait.
Their mothers can't wait for Friday day. Their mothers can't wait for Friday day.
Exactly. They can't wait
for Saturday.
But they already know. Her son had 35. This guy had 35 points, 15 points, and 10 assists. You can tell all the cameras. I'm telling you, I was telling my brother. I said, "You watch." They said, "You know, he's great."
I was watching this kid last night. Jabari Parker. You know.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
He's good, but why, you know, are we going to put the title on everybody that they're the truth or that they're nice and this and that just because, you know, it's hard to call it because all the people.
But he is good. He's good.
He's good. He's out of Chicago, right?
Yeah. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the coaches. You know how most people come out of Coach K's program, come out
right.
of their school,
mm-hmm.
do their most discipline. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the coaches.
Yeah.
Yep. If you got coaches where Syracuse always been a disciplined, Bowhead is a disciplined coach.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rough fighters coming up out of there.
Well, in Syracuse, there's a bunch of dummies.
Right.
I'm a Syrac- I'm a Syracuse dude.
Because Richenade is on, because you know what? Because he's on ineligible because of grades. Because you know what? If you look at, you saw his history about coming out of high school and stuff like, he can play ball. But he can't pass no grade, no test.
He can't pass no tests, right.
So what do you do?
That's a good question.
You know what they used to say? They used to put these guys in junior colleges until they get the grades to come to the four-year university.
See, but these, but see, that's a good point right there. That's an excellent point, Kia. But these dudes don't have time for that.
They don't.
They don't
want
to go to no junior college.
They want to play the 2 years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
2 years.
They don't want to go to no junior college. They don't want to wait. That's a waste of time for them. That's a waste of time.
Still, instead of him getting a tutor and having a tutor and stuff to help him, whatever, look what he put in. Didn't Syracuse went to the same thing last year?
Yeah, with Fat Mello.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So
same
thing.
Right.
He needs to
right.
look at that program because something is going on that they're not passing these grades.
Nah, the only
what
thing that's going on with that
be...
program is that the kids ain't going
no,
to school.
No, I'm saying it. I'm talking about they're not doing their work, meaning they're
right.
not
that's
getting
right. That's right.
The
they ain't doing their work.
Upload.
That's right.
They look at everybody great. That scholarship money is big money. So they check everything. If you lie about something, the school gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, well, to a certain extent, because trust me, where I live now, they went through that with a kid's grades being fixed with Coach Sip having the kids.
Wow.
But guess what? They forced him to retire with more than he was getting actually working. So it's certain areas with that again, too. That's all politics, too. Trust me. My son is the leading scorer for Long Island in basketball. You understand what I'm saying now?
Blackbirds?
Huh?
The Blackbirds?
Nah.
LIU? What school did you go to?
He's done with school.
Oh, he's done.
He's done with school. They're actually retiring his high school jersey on next Wednesday.
Okay.
But it's again, it's all in politics.
That's right. Applaud that.
It's all in politics too. It's very political when it comes to high school sports. Trust me, been there, done that. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said, the good thing is that they didn't kick the kid out of school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was dumb as a bag of rocks.
Mm-mm.
But they kept him on because it wasn't his fault that happened. You understand what I'm saying? That he got to that point. He was the actual coach. But then the coach, they forced him to retire. Yeah, he's getting more money now that he's retired than he was when he was actually
when he was coaching.
So.
Wow.
Mayor, I don't know if you know Sean McCray, Mayor for Zoo Crew?
Who?
Sean McCray. You know Sean McCray for Zoo Crew? He coached some of those guys that playing college ball. The question was asked when he asked me, talking about guys that play in his program, but he also coached Central High School in York. And they want this, you know, guys that played with him on the Zoo Crew, like how he almost played in that Zoo Crew. They went to college, wasn't they playing with Wisconsin, play for him, but they don't play for Central. Like come to, they live in York, but they go to private school because their parents send them to private school. Instead of playing like, you know, whatever, because St. Patrick's, you know, look at St. Patrick's. The school in Jersey City because of the names that the committee look at, the college look at, they're coming out, so they start recruiting. For sure, got a great program at Central, but he already knows how the mothers already grooming their children after freshman year, sophomore year, getting ready for college ball. Because every time you go to these games, you see the agents. You see agents coming up here talking. They can't say nothing, but you see them looking at what school. And at the last game, you saw Villanova, you saw people with pads. You know what school that was there because they were already footprints from school.
And they know that they're being seen.
And they know that they're being exactly.
I want to ask Angie, as a parent of high school athletes and things of that nature, how does it feel, you know, knowing that, you know, you have to go through all these, you know, mazes and, you know, jump through hoops? You know, just to basically make sure that your son and daughter get the right education, because education is nobody talks about education.
Absolutely not. And you know what? They don't even mention education when it comes to them coming to your house, sitting in. Well, if they do, that's the last thing they talk about, and it's very quick. It's actually frustrating because I don't want you looking at my child like he's some kind of dummy. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. Because, again, they overlook education. All they're worried about is their team getting to a certain spot, and that's with any coach. You understand what I'm saying? Education is never first with them. And people don't realize that. Education is always last. You understand what I'm saying? So, and at that point, all the weight is put on the kid. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, you're not making good enough grades. Guess what? We're going to feed you to the wolves. You know what I'm saying? So it's a sad situation. And, again, me as a parent, it gets frustrating because me as a parent, I know my child, and I know what he's capable of. You understand what I'm saying? Now, don't think that you can take what you see and run with it. You know what I'm saying? And that happens a lot. Again, it becomes so political. It's all about where they can get to school first, and then education comes.
Right.
So, and it's bad because, again, you do have a lot of kids that are actually smart. You know what I'm saying? That are very smart when it comes to academics. They have a lot going on, but they're not seeing that. You know what I'm saying? They're not seeing the pressure that's on these kids. So.
I know right now John Calipari is feeling it.
John Calipari
is feeling it.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that one and done and all that. It's gonna catch up to you and it's caught up to him.
I don't think
Kentucky or North Carolina gonna be in the NCAA tournament. That's sad. Kentucky or North Carolina.
Why do you think Kentucky's not gonna be there?
Because Kentucky's garbage. I don't think Kentucky's in the top 25. You know, go ahead.
Well, we got March Madness coming up in March. You got another 15 days. They got to play some other top-ranked schools to even get considered.
Well, you know, they can always get in. You know how they're going to get in here. They're going to win the Southeast Conference.
That's what I'm saying. They're
going to win
the
Southeast Tournament. You know what I mean? That's how they go. That's going to be their end right there.
That's right. That's what I'm about to tell you, that because you know they're going to get in regardless of because of Kentucky, the name Kentucky. They will be in there. I mean, they may get snubbed. There have been some teams that got snubbed out of there.
Right.
We've seen teams snubbed that didn't make it. They should have made it. But do you know kids that graduate out that program where you see, they say this, well, you know, you was a biology major, whatever, 3.4 F. Because you know they went there to work because they know a history could sideline you for a whole career.
I have a problem with your whole starting five when they're freshmen and they announce that they all going to leave. I got a problem with that.
That's ridiculous. That's why it's
going
to stop.
Crazy.
That's exactly why it's going to end. That's exactly why that's going to end. You're going to have to play 2 or 3 years before you can leave. You can leave your freshman year. That's exactly why it's going to end. I hope it.
Yeah.
And what about the, you saw the governor to NCAA for Penn State. I don't agree with what happened down in Penn State. But I don't think that sanction is right.
You don't think that what?
The sanction was right. That was a too heavy sanction.
You know what?
The coach, what happened, that should never happen. He would definitely pay for that. But that program didn't have nothing to do with that.
I tend to agree with you. But then again, I tend to, people say, well, Joe Paterno knew what was going on.
The program. Look at the program. We're not talking about what the coach did. The program. These guys.
But the coach didn't do nothing. That's the problem. The coach didn't do nothing. Hold on 1 second. We got Shelly on the line. Shelly, welcome to the Bigger Show. What's good?
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, I was just calling in to support. I was listening to the show, and I was just calling in to support everybody.
We appreciate you for that. Yeah, we just having a conversation about recruiting and from the high school level and from the college level and things of that nature. But we got 6 minutes to go on the show, so I'm gonna do the little round table. Everybody get to speak their mind for a minute or two or whatever before we get out of here. So, Kia, you gonna set it off. I'm gonna let you set it off. Go ahead, say what you gotta say before we get out of here.
I really don't care who wins the Super Bowl, but I would love to see the 49ers win it. I'd rather the 49ers win it than the Raptors, of course. They would have to get a six with us.
Yeah, I know that's going to bother you.
Yeah, it is going to bother me. Six titles, but I'd rather for the 49ers to have it than the Ratbirds that have to have them and out the Vision as the champions.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You
That's
know, I'd rather...
Well, we're doing the Super Bowl show next week. We're going to do the Super Bowl show next week. We're going to have some, I'm going to wait and see before I do my, the picks for the, because it's not going to be just football. Because I think Super Bowl Sunday, let me see here while we got everybody on here. Let me see the schedule. February 3rd. February 3rd. Okay, we might have some more bets going on. Okay, it's only three games going on February 3rd. The Clippers in Boston, Lakers at Detroit, and Miami at Toronto. So we might have some side bets going on with the Super Bowl. For example, I might say how many catches Randy Moss will have as opposed to assists from Rajon Rondo. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So I'm putting it together. So the Super Bowl show is going to be nice. Pete. Go ahead.
Well,
Grandma.
Yeah, I was talking all over. Yeah, I am a proud grandma again. But y'all was talking all over my head when it came to basketball. But you know, I'm just hoping and praying that the chip will make the Eagles be who they're supposed to be.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah,
Mike, where you at, homie?
Yes. You know, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not upset and I ain't mad. You know, my Giants, they ain't good at this, but they're going to do it next year. So, you know, I don't care who wins the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Angie, you want to say before we
I'm
get
here.
Out of here?
I'm here. And at the end of the day, when it comes to sports, just like politics, just like religion, everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there you go.
You know, who you like, who you like. You know what I'm saying? My team home watching it just like me. And it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So, may the best man win.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Shelly, you still on the line?
I am. I'm here.
Okay, you got anything to say before we get out of here?
Basically, it's a great show. I'm just showing support. I know nothing about sports. Maybe one day I will learn.
You know nothing about clocks either. You know what I said? I said you don't know nothing about clocks either. We start at 8 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Okay. You called me out. Okay, you're right.
He definitely called
Very
you
much.
Out. Wow.
You're right.
Another great show, man. Thanks for everybody for calling in. And all that. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm about to dive back under the covers.
Feel better.
I hear that.
I had to come and kick it with my peoples and all that. You know, Angie, thank you for calling. T, thank you for calling. Mike,
welcome.
Thank you for calling.
And check the ladies out tomorrow, Divas.
Shelly. Oh, yeah, the Divas will be in the building. No doubt. Another great show, man. We talked about it. We went everywhere. We touched that. We go there.
Absolutely.
Next week it will be the Super Bowl show.
We'll be in.
And basically that, man. I'm just trying to take care of this. Mike, what was that stuff you said again?
Buckley's.
Oh, wow. You went
Buckley's.
There. Yeah, that's
Buckley's.
Some strong stuff, but it's good stuff.
Buckley's. Yeah, Buckley's. Yo, take that. Get on the
Buckley's
cover,
is
take that big. By tomorrow, you'll be feeling like a new mink. Like
yeah, Buckley's
bucks.
Is definitely the truth.
Yeah, because I got one. I got one, and I'm waiting to, you know, take care of it. I can just look at it right now. It's all rolled up and everything. I can't even do that.
Oh, you know what?
Huh?
That's not
I'm,
gonna
I'm, talk,
help
I'm,
you.
I'm just talking about my rug. I'm trying to move it out the way. Yo, you got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace, man. After further review, it goes down, man. We do this because we know what we talk about. Shout out to Rachel for listening. I see you want to check in and all that.
Hey, Rach.
Shout out to all the listeners. We see you too. You know what I mean? Don't be scared to press that one, man, and get in on the conversation. You don't got to know everything about sports. You don't got to know nothing about sports. Just get in on the conversation and learn something about sports.
Absolutely.
This is the mayor, my dudes, my dudettes, and all that good stuff. And I'm out of here, and we will get up next Tuesday, 8 o'clock, Shelly.
Oh, you're gonna say
8 o'clock, Shelly.
Again?
Yes, okay. 8 o'clock, Shelly. 8 o'clock, Shelly. One more time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
8 o'clock, Shelly.
Mr. Mayor, I'm out of here, man. Everybody have a good week. And we'll see y'all next Tuesday.
Good night. Peace. Do better.
All right.
Peace.
I'm a beast.
Yeah.
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah. I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Step up in the building. Swagger on point, right? Put your seatbelt on, cause it's gonna be a long night. It's gonna be a long fight, but then again, maybe not.
Cause I stepped in my zone when I pulled into the parking lot.
I'm about to get it in. Yeah, I got it on my mind. Let's end this thing in regulation. I ain't thinking overtime, cause I didn't work overtime. And I ain't trying to overgrind. I transform the beast mode just like
I'm fine.
I came here to ball hard. I love this game. It's all I got. That's why I'm going all out and give it everything I got. Yeah, I give it all I got as if it was my only shot. I play the game to win, to the end, until I pass out, whichever just might come first. Quitting's never on my mind. I put my heart in this, that's why I lay it all on the line. So look me in the eyes. Please don't be surprised that I push it to the limit, or until I reach the prize, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah, I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
Yeah, I'm back with a vengeance, and I'm in it to win it. I'm going pop high up in here. I muscle up with my finish. Excuse my moment of rage. Who lets the beast out the cage? I'm like a fine wine, boy. I just get better with age. Only get stronger with time. I never crack under pressure. I'm here to give it my all, cause all I got is my effort. Man, I'm hungry for victory. Man, I'm ready to feast. So say hello to my little friend, also known as the beast. I got the eye of the tiger.
I'm in the zone just like Rocky.
I'm in my beast mode. Now there ain't no way you gon' stop me. See, I'm just getting started, showing no signs of quitting. I'm going hard all day, from the start to the finish. Now my juices is flowing and my heartbeat is thumping,
and all the energy in here got my adrenaline pumping.
This is my moment to own it. Yeah, I'm hungry, I want it. And when the competition fades, I gotta keep on going, cause I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I'm in my own zone. It's beast mode time, so go hard or go home.
I'm a beast.
Yeah,
I got it on my mind. See, I came here to shine, so let's get it on the grind.